Okay. You got that done?
Yes.
All right.
So it's 450.5 on the new page, and this page, instead of 2095 becomes 1857.5.
One eight what?
7.5.
1857.5. 450.5 on the new page permit fund.
What is that number again?
1857.5.
John, on page, we left 153 and 157 open. Wasn't that what you wanted?
Yes, it was.
Now, Lynn says that he can go back to, or Lear says he can go back to, and we withdraw his request and deal with it as a fiscal note if you'd rather. Or do you just want to continue to leave these open?
On that one page, on the fiscal note, that would take care of it, but you have the enforcement portion over there too. And what I'm concerned about is, as you look at the Department of Revenue totally, in all their different divisions, stuff like that, which are in different categories all over here, you see the slow addition of all these people. And I had asked them to gather the whole package together for us to look at. There's a number, and that's why I wanted to leave it open.
Okay, so that's fine. I didn't mind. It sounded like you did withdraw. So you want to continue to leave 53, 57 open then?
Yeah, just for that question. We're going to close the rapidly.
Good enough. 161.
$61 for Daddy Chasers.
I bet you don't get enough out to pay for the staffing.
Zero means that it's not requested by the government.
Jesus. Thank you, sir.
I think we had a bill on this that we covered in the Senate.
Yeah, 287.
Is there a fiscal note on that?
Anybody know if this goes along with Hospital 287?
Where is it?
287, that's the one I needed to do with finance. We've also got, two child support.
We also requested the legislative audit, do an audit of the whole program.
I thought Dankworth had this kind of going.
I recall some discussion in House Finance Committee about the teams they have for child support enforcement. I question whether Biden and Clerk Typus are really going to make that big a difference.
I'm hard pressed to believe it either. Putting him over in child abuse.
Okay. That's more important.
Absolutely.
287?
Yeah. Not there?
What's the good news?
Okay, that's
fast.
What can this be?
Well, what is the Senate priority to add those five positions to Anchorage, is that it? Clerk Typus.
Today should be the day.
house figure. Remove the house figure. Do you want a couple of them? I mean, it's all just a matter of how much of an effort you want to make. It would take about two of them. If it's a priority for the Senate, we'll accept the motion to take the Senate figure.
How about we take
one and two?
Yeah, one and two.
One and two. No. House plus one and two.
One was offered by the governor. There's two positions at both the Senate and the House allowed.
House plus two and three is what you mean.
Yeah, two and three.
Okay.
That'd be 2630.8.
Oh, this is a permanent fund, isn't it?
I moved on this one 1912.3.
I forgot to read it.
I'll withdraw that motion.
What page?
167.
For this one, that means we're giving the Senate 138 million, right? So we'll take 138 million somehow.
This is a major policy decision that the three conference wouldn't end up making by themselves anyway.
Except
Rogers moved that in.
I'd move move that we put the permanent fund dividends appropriation on a separate page. So we have one page for admin and support services and one page which is program permanent fund dividends, separate appropriation.
I second that motion, Mr. Chairman's opposed to. Seems logical.
Yeah.
Was that 67?
Yeah.
Okay, so on the permanent fund dividend page would be 148.049.5. And the this page would be 1912.3.
Okay. Now we get down.
How did you get 148?
I actually tracked it off the.
The what?
Is this page 19123?
I'm wrong. It should be 149961.8. I'm tracking off from the wrong number. Depriving some people of permanent funding.
You know who they would select first.
All right, now the only thing that's left is the legislature. I think we leave that open.
Yeah, well, I want to talk. You and I want to talk.
So in this budget,
Senate Finance Chairman.
Left the governor's office open, the legislature open, and the Statehood Commission, telecommunications, which we should have a. Be able to wrap that up this afternoon.
Leasing.
The leasing is an open question, and revenue. But is that something that you think you're going to be able to get an early resolution on? Or?
It's nothing I'm working on. I had asked them to do it 3 days ago.
So is that going to be going to have the information this afternoon?
I think I have it, but I think I already got it from revenue, but I can't seem to find it. So if I don't have it, I don't know if I can get it today or not.
Okay, but you'll be in touch with Senator Sackett.
Brian, are you going to get into with some reasonable projections and non-prejudice? And that's tough on all politicians. Are you going to get into this compilation of a statewide needs for office structures? For next year, are you going to have?
Yeah,
that?
I have just a little.
I don't want to go restudy the issue if you're going to do it.
I have just a line of intent that the Department of Administration do it.
I wonder if they couldn't send the information to the finance chairman, members of the finance committee, maybe the presiding officers too, as soon as possible. Because it seemed to me that'd be a place for capital projects next year, administratively proposed. Ron, did you bring that up with your associates there in crime on the third floor? The possibility of your capital projects, including office space in the predictable areas. You know, Nome is a historic area, obviously, in need. Crossview. But you just got a small amount.
$2 million.
To do the work. Okay, but next year, then, after you've done the work, the follow through, yeah. Because you're going to have to set those priorities. Even in Anchorage, they couldn't sit down and say, out of our budget, we want $210 million for an office building. I mean, there's nothing left for any legislator.
Right. That would be the intention.
I know in our area, and it is rapidly expanding, is the unfortunate new apportionment proves. They don't have facilities, and it's silly to drive all over these town for communications. Half the time of these 37.5-hour weeks are spent coming and going. All in one building, you could at least run upstairs or an intercom. Mm-hmm. Quite obvious to you what the savings could be. You know, another thing is, it's all taxpayers' money. Some of these urban areas, including this city, are willing to build office space, might negotiate with them when you don't want to build one yourself, to where it's still community-owned or it's taxpayer-owned.
Could you get Allison?
As long as they don't bag you for too much profit on the deal. It might be another way of looking at it. I hate to see public facilities. You know, you get sort of a welfare program for corporations. You know, they become corporate welfare bond.
What do you need here?
Your chairman.
Some funds to heat the building or whatever it is they had in there this past year.
I think we picked up the building.
$30,000-$40,000 or something was in there this year.
Yes, we have budgeted $30,600 in our community college statewide for heating the building to the top of the year.
What you do, just leave it empty? Just leave it empty?
Well, it's our hope that they'll negotiate something with the school district or DOE or for some other use of the facility. But essentially, what is in this is our university facilities, and we don't want those.
What about the expanded state offices until they come to a conclusion if it carries on?
In Kotzebue?
Yeah.
That could work if the university wouldn't.
Why don't they just rent them
foolish
if, pay? If I were the university, I'd rent that out to the state for
of course.
In the meantime and get a little extra income.
Give them, you know, 6-8 month lease every winter.
Some of your staff back here wants to try to get your attention.
Yeah, the school district is in the process of negotiating with the university.
Yeah.
Mr.
Chairman?
Mr. Ruff.
Okay, on the university, we had earlier accepted 12 appropriations. And the Senate, there is one item that we missed at that time, and that is the Senate had a separate VRU for UAF School of Journalism. Senator Bennett has asked that we keep that as a separate BRU, and that's acceptable.
Separate appropriation
for School of Journalism.
Wasn't that recently endowed too by Bob Atwood?
No.
That's still in Anchorage.
It's the Anchorage.
So that would make 13 appropriation levels. We had earlier compromised on that. Well, I have no objection to that.
Teach ethical journalism, non-editing, reporting.
In addition, Senators, we have the difference in allocation items, and the decision was that on each community college we go with one allocation for instruction and one allocation for others. Correct, with the exception of ACC, where there's a third allocation for Kubiak Eagle River, and with the exception of Kuskokwim Community College, where there's a separate allocation for Yupik Language Center. In rural ed, there is instruction, research and professional centers, and other three allocations. Statewide administration has three, organized research two, and in the University of Alaska Fairbanks has the following allocation items: instruction, research and professional, public service, KUHC, and then, John, you wanted to separate academic support and student services?
Yes.
Those are separate. Admin and debt service are rolled together. And then student loans and scholarships was going to be rolled in with academic support. Okay, same at UAA and UHA. We prepared a proposal responding to the Senate, which is the bottom line of the proposal is $1,800,000 above the Senate's level. We've taken three reductions and reprograms. One is in statewide administration, cutting general fund and increasing program receipts. Second is delaying conversion of CIP staff. And the third one is in CC statewide, accepting the House's reduction of ACCFT contract funding. Our intent there is that would be considered in the separate legislation, since the legislature has not yet approved funding in the separate legislation for ACCFT. It'll all go in that bill, which is House Bill 298, that has that funding. And and the items are marked on this sheet in the FCC line item, and they're circled from which house we accepted the numbers. So I would move that we accept the changes as deletes on this sheet.
I have one question. In their statewide administration, were funds maintained in the Anchorage office for the operation of the alumni office in Anchorage?
Allison says yes.
They're in there for the there's funds for the continuation of the operation of the alumni office in Anchorage.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I'll second it. We asked you to take 1-8.
Pardon?
I'm for it.
Yeah, I think Brian or the House, whoever did a good job.
Yeah, they were fair.
Okay, there are some intent items, Mr. Chairman. Most of them are in the Regents page, and they appear in the budget.
Through.
Okay. Page 2. First item of intent is in the House. Funding for the conversion of 4 CIP has been provided as 1/2 CIP and 1/2 general fund. The conversion to general funds will take place January 1, 1982. Second, no funding will be appropriated for future capital budget requests for statewide administration or data processing until the university has interconnected their computer network with a state central computer. And third, in the House, which is also in the Senate, written procedures on special topics courses. The fourth item on that page is the Senate CIP intent. I'd move those four items of intent.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
On the conversion or the interconnection of the computer system,
mm-hmm.
I've had some discussions with the university just recently on that, and they have requested that perhaps that intent be changed to say that nothing would be included for data processing until they presented a report stating the potentials and the cost of that interconnection.
I'd accept that.
Are you still on top of that library remaining open?
Yes, that's right. There's $72,600 in this budget for additional library hours. Senate.
I think, why don't you design a letter from me too to them on this subject, okay, so I can sign it too. I could write one myself, but I want to be in total cooperation with your effort, because I haven't been successful in 3 running years in doing it. Really indignant.
No objection to that intent. Okay.
Okay.
Next intent is page 22. The Senate has intent $97,500 for the oral history project, $70,000 for capital impact model for fiscal analysis. The House has comments, which I guess, oh, by the way, the first, those first items should be printed, some of those should be printed in the budget bill. I think the written procedures probably for the CIP and language. On this one, this doesn't need to be printed in the budget. It's the additional funding for permafrost conference planning and the oral history and capital impact model intent.
What is this going to give you, the life cycle costs?
On page 26, any objection on page 22? The next item, on page 26, Senate has intent items, $100,000 for regional orientation programs and $238,000 for SOS, Native Arts and Tuna Theater. Item is on page 31, excuse me, on page 32A. And that is 12,000 student typewriters, 72.9 longer library hours. That's the intent Senator Couture had asked for in the Senate item, I believe. Okay, page 42. We need a change in what's in here. What now said, the first line, 161, this should be deleted. 161 is included to bring the general fund level of support up equal to the athletics program at UAA. That should be deleted. The 62.5 should be changed to 50,000. It should now say 50,000 is included as partial funding for Alaska Hockey Invitational Tournament, etc. The balance is in UAA. No money is to be expended by either campus without before they reach a joint agreement. And then the second intent, expenditure of the funding for invitational tournaments at either UAF or UAA is contingent upon an invitation to participate being extended to the other campus. I think that intent.
No problem.
The next item is on page 49, and that is on the appropriation for School of Journalism. Intent: School of Journalism shall have at least 6 full-time teaching faculty.
No problem.
There is no school at all, now.
There is. This was a request. That it be separated out so that the university didn't mess with it. The next item is page 66A.
Which number?
Page 66. Okay. I move that we change School of Journalism to Department of Journalism.
That's good.
Okay. On page 62, should read, additional funding is provided for the Alaska Hockey Invitational Tournament, $50,000. Remainder is in UAF. Increased support for men's and women's alpine and cross-country skiing program,
79.4. 62 or 66?
66.
He said 62.
Go ahead.
All right, that's good enough. That's
change the 62.5 to 50 and the rest of this. Okay. Page 78A. Okay, 78A, Senate intent, 18,000 summer day camp activities. page 92. UHA, funding for library books is to include becoming part of Washington Library Network.
Okay.
Page 94. Senate intent, $500,000 shall be expended to promote small college athletics at UHA.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, could we hold here? We've got some closed sessions.
Brian and Mr. Chairman, I would like to you to consider an intent before we leave to ask the university within its existing funding to present to the legislature a plan for the second year of the medical school program. They've got 1 year now, and I think we ought to begin to have a plan for the second year program. If you had WAMI cooperation in the second year program, you could really take a lot of our problems.
Okay,
a lot of schools have 2 year medical schools when they first start for lots of years, like the Dakotas have done it, Wyoming, just a lot of them have done it.
Allison, could you develop intent and find the proper page for that? I think it'd either be UAF instruction or organized research, wherever WAMI is.
Sometime done.
They could present to us a program for funding the second year medical school.
Let's make it one, because we'll get out at noon and then we'll want an hour.
One o'clock?
No, we can't send finance.
Be back at 1 o'clock then?
1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Yeah, a couple minutes, Tim.
Yeah. This pot makes the world's worst coffee. Jesus.
Yeah, the university's proposal, 13, the university's proposal was for 12. I'm moving 13 appropriations, including the UAF journalism.
Make sure Allison gets the right copy.
Do you have a copy of this?
Does anybody have to keep minutes of these motions?
Yes. And I know there's no test. You can tell.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
I don't think there is.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's right, I'm sorry.
The removal of legislative intent of the university budget.
I've got the record.
I want to be sure that we move the organized research intent on the
okay.
University of Alaska Medical.
Do you have a copy of this?
I so move if it's open.
It's accepted.
Okay, we have two more. I think I can do with just a general motion.
That's to provide a second year medical school.
The remaining intent throughout the community colleges is only intent about the legislative additions. And I would just move that the intent for each of the additions be approved as appropriate. We could go through page by page if you'd rather, but I think the rest of it's just whatever we put in. Finally, I'd move that the staff correct the position count for the current fiscal year, FY81, and the FY82 position counts in the budget.
Great.
They're closed.
The university's closed? The university's closed.
For the time.
First budget closed.
Okay, can we go back to general government? Just a little jumping around here. We can close a couple things that we had this afternoon.
Can we hear general government?
What did you say, general government?
Yeah.
Which one do you want?
Page 169, 171. Is that what
you had some intent in 71, too. Did you have that?
Both 69 and 71, but let's finish the numbers first and then I'll move the intent.
You want to hear the intent first?
Yeah.
Okay. On 69, telecommunications operations, the intent would be, and I've handed it out earlier today, the Department of Administration shall submit a feasibility study with the 83 budget to plan, design, implement, manage, and operate all Centrex and other telephone-related services.
I remember it now. It's okay. Fine.
Okay. And the design. I move that intent on 69.
Except 69.
Move the governor's figure on page 69.
Okay.
On 71, the intent.
Did you take the governor's figure on 69?
Yes.
Governor's figure.
Okay, 71.
Okay, on 71, the intent is that the department should seek alternatives to open-ended state subsidization of TV, report to second session on what alternatives may be available, including combined use of private and public funds, pooling of services, and other alternatives, which would tend to reduce the state's participation without substantially reducing service. Departments will determine.
Oh, he's doing it.
Et cetera. Also passed out.
I'm not sure you hadn't ought to add on, too, that the legislature is not interested in increasing this funding total, too, something like that.
Maybe I got it over here someplace.
Or with. That would be worded so that with an eye to decreasing this category, we request. I know that's what it does.
Yeah, what the one we just did, the 69. That's done.
Okay.
So that's done. Maybe I got mine here. 71.
Page 71?
Well, now what you said we were on?
We just finished 71.
Oh, you already did it, huh?
Yeah.
Did we just do it?
We accepted the governor's number on 71.
Right. 507?
507, did you accept it?
Yes.
Well, did we do it?
I know.
I never heard.
I don't think we did.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what we said. That's our motion.
Thanks, Chair.
House, we get Senate?
Can I answer a question on the motion 69? That was when House bought that additional little request for $120,000 location of each transponder.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'd move that. 69.
Have we taken the vote yet on the motion that was made?
On 69?
On the original, whatever it was.
You want to start over?
I don't know. Where are we in Alaskan?
Okay, let's go back to 69.
Where are we?
I thought we had adopted the intent language in a motion to take the figure.
We have done that, but the yes that we opened it up, as you know.
For the transponder for $120,000.
What happened on 70?
71, we didn't finish 71.
Okay.
So on 70, on 69, I'd move governor's figure plus the 120 for the occasional use transponder, plus the intent language that Representative Rogers referred to.
Okay.
I object.
That tied, pardon?
I object. You guys can vote on.
Do you have specific problems, John, or just objection?
I have objection to the intent and the whole question of add-ons. Let's vote on it.
Well, that's just hold it open. We've got to come back to the whole category.
No, I don't want to hold this this up anymore.
You okay?
Just vote on it.
Vote?
I'm ready to vote on it.
Vote?
Yeah?
Accepted? Okay. Let me ask you one question. We mentioned in the same discussion in reference to the travel fund in the commissioner's office.
Page 57.
Do you accept that reduction to 25?
Yes, 57. We knocked it down two, so the figure there on, is it 57?
Yes. 57.
The figure for travel is 25.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Right.
The total travel budget of the commissioner's office is 25,000. All right, yes, we accept that.
Okay. Well, it reduced to 7.2 then.
No, that knocked it down to
7.2.
Whatever. It's a total of 25.
So the new number that you're proposing then is 1.6.
Right. Well, let's see.
Had 110
million. That was 9.4. So it's only 120,000. So it's 10149, I think.
0.6.
Are you taking the governor's figure or the House figure?
Governor's figure plus
120,000.
10,149.
The
10149.
Oh, okay.
10149.
You have no problem?
No, sir, I'll go with it.
Okay. We'll accept.
Did you want to do anything with the 153 and 157, John, or did you want to continue to wait on that? Were you able to get anything out of Lear?
Do you have anything yet?
Yes, I do.
Where are we gonna go with what? Are we gonna take up 71?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. We didn't do 71. Okay, the House motion is the governor's figure.
Regulatory economist. I like the House figure.
You're talking about the governor's adjusted figure of 443.3?
Which positions does that 443 include?
Mr. Chairman, that includes position number 1, position number 5, and position number 6.
That's enough.
1, 5, and 6, that's all.
The 4 is
added?
The 4 is the one that's added. 1, and then 2 and 3.
And 2 and 3, which were already added.
All but the systems design plan.
That's the one we wanted, wasn't it? You don't want position number 4, or you feel like that's your least of your priorities there?
Yes, I mean, we obviously like number 4.
Well, our telecommunications expert requested full funding on this page. That's what we're trying to do. Senator Brown's made that recommendation. He's got about a ton of backup. If anybody could check it, we'd like to leave it open. Maybe Dale can convince you later that it's important to us.
Okay, we'll leave 71 open. Which was the next one?
153. I forgot what even the question that you had on this, John. So would you just take over here and get Larry to give you the information and whatever your recommendation is?
I don't have a recommendation. I'm just looking for information.
Okay.
Last year, when we repealed the income tax legislation, there was supposed to be a subsequent decrease in the number of people due to the fact that income taxes, et cetera. Now you know. Okay.
Back on track. If the income tax were reinstituted, how many new people would you need to handle it?
They wiped out about 33 positions. It's scattered throughout where they took the positions out. Some is in audit, some is in enforcement. The bulk of them are actually in enforcement. I think they took out about 10 in audit, and most of them in enforcement. Actually, I asked them two questions, and I see that I've got a good answer to the second one, but not the first one. The first one I asked
them. There is no answer to the first one.
Yeah, well, the first one was how many positions exactly did they reduce? The second question was, when you have one tax worth is bringing about $150 million versus other taxes that are bringing closer to $50 million, why is it when one tax is repealed and only the other one is left, why do we need, why shouldn't you be reducing your auditors and enforcement by the same proportion? And that's what they've responded to here. Basically, because it's more complex to audit the other types of taxes than personal income taxes.
The other thing that I asked you to do was not just to look only at audit, but to look at all of the other categories and BOUs that had to do with taxation, not just audit and enforcement, and that's all he responds to.
Yeah, that's what he's getting.
I know, but I had asked you to look at the total amount. I want to find, because we were told that there would be a decrease, and it was more than 30 people.
$3 million.
As a result of repealing the income tax. Then you came back at the same time and said that because of the implementation of the permanent fund distribution, that you would need, I forget the number, but it was even more than you had decreased. And then this time around, you have 15 on one page, and I think 14 on another, of part-time people that you're adding on in addition to what we've already done. And I'm just concerned that it seems to be going one way in terms of adding on people when there's a decrease in responsibilities over there. I don't think we can answer it today, obviously. And
well, sure, we're not, like, for instance, enforcement, we had the permanent fund given positions. That's not, I mean, we went from 48 positions down to 32 positions. I mean, we took some full-times and made them into part-times, so they could spread them out in the rural areas.
Okay, that's what I wanted you to take every one of those different BRUs that are affected by the permanent fund and the income tax questions. But I don't want to take up any more time with the question.
Well, I think it's an answer question. It looks like, you know, the people he's talking about having removed from enforcement went from 47 full-time to 32, but went from zero part-time to 16.
Plus, there's been transfers between all of those different agencies that I don't know how many there have been, but you said that there had been. You didn't know the number. People have been moving all around over there. I was just concerned mostly because it's another example that even if you cut back programs, administration doesn't get reduced that dramatically. And I think repeal of the income tax was a significant decrease in activity that the state had throughout, the state administration had throughout the state.
Amen.
The implementation of the permanent fund would have been significant if it wasn't still sitting in court and the money just sitting there. And, although they grant, you know, that they did do a lot in terms of receiving applications. But their original fiscal note that they gave to the legislature last year was based upon total implementation of the permanent fund program. There wasn't a court case and it wasn't stopped. And now on top of that, you have additional requests for permanent fund employees. And the thing is still not implemented. So that whole question, you know, it's something that we probably should have done more in-depth research in full committee and not have to take up the time now, but it's a major concern of mine. And
was mine when I sat down, John, too. That's the reason I wanted to touch on it before. I didn't know what had been done, but obviously nothing has been. Testimony was with the $3 million cut, is that right?
Well, I mean, I was just looking through, for instance, you were mentioning how they're scattered throughout. Okay, we looked at audit and enforcement, they've gone down. Administrative services, which is another one that had a lot of that, had 50 positions in FY81. We've gone to 36 positions, 50 full-time, 14 part-time. Our request for 82 was 36 full-time, 4 part-time. I mean, so it's true that it's scattered throughout, but they're going down throughout the department, too.
Well, I'm still not satisfied, and I think you have to. It takes more than a couple of days, I would imagine, to get an in-depth analysis of it. You can look at three BRUs and say that, and I think you're probably correct in those three BRUs. And I can't substantiate anything more than the fact that we keep adding on dollar-wise to this whole thing.
There is no will to discipline.
As I understand it, what you'd like me to do is start with like 81, where we had the income tax, and show the total decrease due to the repeal of the income tax, and then show any increases due to the permanent fund dividend.
Yes. When we had the repeal, there was in the fiscal note that was attached to it, there was a significant decrease in the number of people. And then At the same time, there was testimony for the finance committees that we needed those people back plus another X amount of people for the permanent fund distribution, which we allowed, not knowing any better whether or not we were needed. And I just think with the changes that have occurred and with the fact that you're adding on additional people this year, you have to take a total new look at this thing. And I don't think it's been done.
But the figure is good.
I don't know what I'm talking about. What do you guys want to know? Just go on?
Well, what do you want to do with those pages?
Just hold them open one more time. Close them.
153 and 157 open? That's fine.
Yeah. Can you get something like that in the near future? Or
by Monday?
Is it just impossible?
I suspect it will have to be Monday if we try and get enough people in the department to do it. I mean, I can try, but I doubt that anybody's going to be here. I got some stuff today, but I don't think I can get all of it.
Where's that down? Yeah, he wasn't here. Could you check our files, too, to see what the fiscal notes and all the different changes were that go back to those specific years? Okay.
Those are Monday.
Mm-hmm. I'll send it by midnight Monday.
It would be anyway. So that's fine. I was asking if you guys want to leave this open for another Monday. Okay, yeah.
Earlier, we had brought up the issue of debt service, and there was a bill in the Senate. I was just going to come over to fix this budget. Is that bill still in the Senate conference?
It's in the Senate rules.
You
just send that over? Yeah, we sent it over. I'll make a note to have it. Ask
me how it can. Mm-hmm. And then the budget and the budget. Right. I won't
be. Okay, what have we got?
We had one other thing here that you may or may not wish to handle now on the
general government.
No, I think we've got in general government, we've got those four areas. The state of question came up earlier in NIRMAC on parks, some of the operating funds you had for wayside developments.
Right.
We have an addition we'd like to put it off of there.
What page?
I don't even have my NIRMAC budget with me right now.
Here.
Do
you want it?
You got these, though.
Okay, yes,
what
I've got
pages them. On
I don't even know what page is on this. How about you just take these and we'll... Jarvis got them.
Okay. Take that.
We can consider that later, but I wanted to hand that over.
There's the other two down for John. For me. John.
Okay, now we're also having typed... And they should be ready within the hour. Pages that will be split up by a different program category that show not only the differences, but in many cases the grants that would apply for each side. We'll make those available to you within the hour. And we'll see. It's about 2 now. Could we reconvene at 3?
Right.
Sure. And in the meantime, I will try to have those things delivered to you.
Right, we'll be back at 3.
So have what your individual offices got. We finally did a couple things. First, we got these sheets that I see some of you finally do have, and apologize for not getting them to you earlier. So you probably haven't had much, and there are some mistakes in there too that I can give you a corrected copy of later. Basically, it shows the areas that are open. For the most part, there are grant categories. There are a few operations areas that are open, including the legislature and the governor's budget and general government, and other scattered ones. One thing that we've talked about that I'd like to make a motion on, see if we can resolve today, is the debt service question. I think that the suggestion that the Senate had has met with a lot of favor from the people we've talked to in the House, and although it wouldn't be done to disguise the size of the budget, I think it would be an area that we could legitimately say it is an ongoing appropriation we don't have any choice about, so we'd be agreeable to taking the debt service dollars out of the budget and virtually as much as possible guarantee passage of the Senate bill once it got to the House on the question. So we'd move a zero figure for debt service in the budget.
So we'd accept that. What we'll do is the bill currently is in our Rules Committee. We'll have it calendared and get it over to you in the next day or two. Take care of that.
I think,
I assume your motion was to accept the Senate figure on debt service. There are some debt service items other than geo-bonded debt in the budget.
Okay, I will. I didn't do it that way, so I will. My motion should reflect the
geo bonds.
The geo bond debt service question. On these sheets, you'll notice that, and I've marked one up, so I probably took me a while to work with these too. So you'll probably, once you start working with them, notice that there's going to be duplications even between categories. We'll have the same number in, just on a different category or on a different page in the same category.
Do we have another copy of this?
I don't have that.
Think, Senator,
I don't have that. I just have this miscellaneous.
There's an extra copy.
It's appropriate then to give us an opportunity to go over this probably for recess until 1:30 this afternoon.
Okay, yeah, we've got a couple other appropriations we're trying to make for more of these activities.
Mr. Chairman, rather than the 1:30 recess, isn't there a joint session at 2 today?
Yeah.
If so, then shouldn't you meet?
I think it's tomorrow.
Joint session, I think it's 2 o'clock, a very brief one. It has to do with the retail, and that's
on the calendar
for
today. Upon adjournment of the joint session?
Yes.
It has to do with what?
5 minutes after.
Overriding the governor's veto.
No, it's also
it's an exercise apparently we have to go through.
On the calendar. This
we'll meet right after
these
that.
Sheets, like I say, are not quite up to date. There's a couple areas like the court system. I think we finally resolved that one, didn't we? That trial court snafu. Didn't we finally get that taken care of? There's a couple others like that. I'll try to mark another copy of that. So we can unless you have something else this morning. We can.
Perfect.
On the transportation, just if you have that one handy, I think the Senate went ahead and took the House.
It's a
freemanizing situation here.
What is where you at on the
transportation? The one that's labeled transportation.
Pages 211 through 225 are closed.
Right. I think we finally agreed on that. Actually, page 25 is closed, but I think the only thing that's even open there is page 187. Okay, we're adjourned until
after joint session?
Yeah. As quick as you can get here after joint session.
Yeah. Okay.
Go to the public protection category. Let me do it first. No, that'll be second. Page 19, occupational safety and health. In a disagreement, the Senate elected to reduce by 50% the general fund participation, and Don, the federal receipts don't match one for one. There are some extra federal receipts there, so I think there will be a motion to reduce by one-third the governor's figure. So as a result, should we reduce the federal funds and the general fund match and the general funds all by one-third?
I would suggest it be roughly proportional. It's not going to be exact, but it's rough.
Okay, so a two-thirds figure, though, of the governor's figure, 2530.5, is what we're going to move, Representative Rogers.
Yeah, I'd move the bottom line number of $1,687,000, 1687.0, with federal receipts being 891.8, general fund match 744.5, and general fund 50.7. Chairman, as far as allocations in the various line items, this is a fairly major cutback. What I would like to suggest is that we put the 1687 in the miscellaneous line item and let them develop a plan for that one-third cutback.
No objection.
You got that? Let's go to page 49.
Page 19 is closed.
49 was closed, but we'd like to, the House wants to open it up for a motion. Representative Montgomery.
Mr. Chairman, I move under consumer protection, add in $65,000. Project title would be automobile repair fraud investigation, total $65,000.
How much is that,
$65,000.
Representative Rogers.
Yeah. I thought that $65,000 is supposed to be under Department of Law and not Department of Commerce. It looks to me at the bottom of that sheet, it says Department of Law.
I don't know the proper place.
Yeah, it doesn't go here.
What page is it? Wrong page?
That would be the Department of Law, Consumer Protection component, Mr. Chairman, which would be page 2.
All right.
Okay.
Right, that's the one.
Well, I would...
page what?
2.
Page 2?
Page
3. Okay, I'll start off on 3.
Okay.
Okay, in other words, we've got the wrong page here.
Except,
I don't know if I've got enough page for an effective date. Let me check.
This is
our page.
I heard that.
Page, accepted.
Page 101.
What the court referral coordinators are?
They're alcoholism program people that were put in about 3 years ago, and they're people that work, one of them in Tulsa, one in Glen Allen, a couple other places. There's four all together, but I don't have the exact locations all on hand.
So this 8.2 would reduce the Tulsa and Glen Allen court referral program?
What is the 8.2? I'm sorry. Mr.
The 8.2 that's shown in the Senate, 5% reduction of general fund for court referral coordinators.
Let's hold 101 open.
Hold it open?
Yes.
We've got some letters of intent that Petula wanted. He's not here.
Thank you. So it's my understanding then that now the only thing open in public protection other than debt service is page 101.
Yes, sir.
John, we wanted to discuss this health budget and the proposition that we do some block grants with designated recipients without the amounts going to.
No, probably not at this time. Do you remember what Katula had that we wanted on that page 101?
I'll be damned if I know. Let's find a leave it open now. I think it's going to take a Senate meeting. Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we reopen the University of Alaska budget category for a reallocation of an appropriation that's already made. Representative Rogers.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we open pages 78, 84, 92, and 94, University of Alaska Juneau, that we reduce intercollegiate athletics at UAJ from $500,000 to $214,100, and that we reallocate the funds, and the same bottom line total for legislative additions is shown in this sheet.
Senate accepts motion. University of Alaska is closed.
Senator, we received the worksheets that your staff prepared. They're a helpful cross reference with ours. It looks like you had a professional accountant put it together. Well done. Chairman, I just want to, I'm not sure if there's any other business that we're going to be able to conduct at the moment, but bring your attention to what the one major budget amendment component that we haven't considered yet is the budget amendment offered by the governor relating to D2. And there's still some concern about whether some of that could be considered capital or whether it should all be considered operational. Ron, I just want to ask you on this. If we make a continuing appropriation for a certain amount, that's what normally happens on a capital appropriation, right? But even so, even though it might not actually be a capital request, how is the administration looking at that? If you're asking for a $5 million capital item. Actually, it's CIPs, basically, in many cases. But by making it a continuing appropriation, apparently you felt it was more appropriate to put it in a capital budget.
Sure, that's been the problem. There's, a lot of these things are not capital in the sense of concrete and steel, but you need the continuing appropriation, which is why we have put some of those in the capital budget. But it would be fine with us, in fact, probably preferable if you just go ahead and put it in the operating budget, and then with the notation that it doesn't last at the end of the year.
What was the total of the D2 budget amendment offered by the governor?
Well, put that in. Roughly $6.1 million for the operating, and then $5 million for the continuing part of the bill. So total around 11.
That's close enough. The House Finance did hold hearings on it. I know the Senate did as well, and we have staff working with your people right now on that. We're going to try to come to some appropriate means of bringing it before the pre-conference committee for consideration, so that will be considered at least.
I have a sheet if you want.
The general government category, I think that the really the only questions open there is the legislature budget. I know we're making progress with final decisions there. Do you want to bring up at this time, Don?
I think we might be able to take care of this thing on page 100, which would close out protection. Kind of Petrullo's administrative assistant has to make it in.
This is the two RP positions created already.
On page 100, let me explain this to the chairman real quick. Sam, explain this to you real quick. The analyst, I think, already understands it.
Mr. Chairman, all this is on highway safety planning and public protection, allowing intent, which will carry forward federal receipts and general fund match, so they don't get involved with the RP process when they're dealing with designated grants going out to communities. Budget management has agreed that we could insert that in the budget bill following their appropriation. And then it was requested that the two RP positions that were previously established be included in here in the position count and their funds added to the budget.
Right.
So we have to add the...
With associated position costs, it would be adding 90.2 in general funds.
To the center figure?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we'll accept that.
Okay, did he have intent also? He wanted... Did you say?
The carry forward intent, we accept.
Yes, that.
Bottom line is 18.19.5, is that correct, Mr. Chairman?
18.19.5. Right. Yeah, that, Bob?
18.19.5, yeah.
And the intent, okay. That thing would close public protection.
You want to get back this afternoon?
Senator Petrullo's at the dentist right now. I think probably we'd be better off if we hit for 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay, now I know you got to have a meeting at 9 o'clock. Are you guys are going to be at 9. We can come in at 8, because I think we're going to be able to take care of any business. I bet it shouldn't take too long, so that's fine. We'll come in at 8.
8 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Count on being here less than an hour, so you'll be able to go to the meeting.
That should be the number.
There's amendment to that number. The correct number will be 1839.5. It's an additional
Yeah.
Amendment.
There's a couple other little items that they're taking care of. We'll probably just wait and take care of the list of motions. Okay, we're adjourned.
8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
For the record, my name is Albert Adams. I'm the chairman of the House Finance. It is our plan to work from 1:30 till whenever and come back in at 7 a.m. in the morning. And hopefully that we can get the operating budget done in a day or so. And what I'd like to do is make a few changes, and that's just changes that on designated grants, when they come up, we'll take them up on that particular category. This afternoon, I'd like to start with social services, if that's already determined.
one tied together.
Mr. Chairman, on the page 25, legislative intent, the Senate would like to have this entered in as legislative intent.
Page 25, okay. Yeah. Representative Rogers?
I believe we've got a page number wrong, Mr. Chairman. The page I have is page 25 is AFTC. Is that the
correction?
I think you want page 25 of the public protection budget for this.
Yeah, this is in there. It's not in this category.
It's probably right in that. We'll just hold this then until we get
to
it.
You want to hand it back to you?
We'll just hold it for...
I'll just hold it until you get to it.
If that's okay, we'll go on to page number 49. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Let me see the page anyway.
There's less than 42 grand.
That $70,000 one for this category. I don't seem to have it. Can you show it to me? Right here? In here?
I don't know how much of it's undesignated.
This one here is for the
went to this specific program.
So you have three of these?
No,
you get three of these?
No, only two. Did you have one of these for these for your team?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Jerry?
Yes.
Under the present fiscal 81 grants that are made out, how much goes to this youth employment program that this pass out has for Anchorage?
There's nothing under the
nothing?
Into the same program as Kelly's. Yes. Let's just use that addition. If we're going to do one, then I want to do them both. We don't do one, that's fine. Or line item from this designate X amount for home programs. Could be.
That's 743. That's not designated to anything?
Well, it's built on last year's budget, but it's really not—it's undesignated. It's built on what was in the budget last year, but we consider who will apply again this year. If more people applied than last year, then it might be destroyed on the amount available for the number of applying different programs.
I'm presuming these are
the undesignated doesn't have any direction to it.
Yes.
Which is this one?
Representative Rogers.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I believe both houses put in $665,000 for the Anchorage Child Abuse Board. In the House version, we had put in a total of $865,000 for child abuse programs. The difference there was intended to be the $200,000 requested by the Fairbanks Child Protection Task Force. In the Senate, as I see it, the Senate picked up the Anchorage Child Abuse Board, but did not pick up the $200,000 for Fairbanks Child Protection Task Force. However, they do have an undesignated amount. In addition, the House has this money for youth counseling, diversionary, and early intervention programs. I'd like to ask staff, if that's all right with you, Mr. Chairman, if they could tell us what items were intended to be included in there in the House.
Yes, what the House did to come out with their numbers, using the governor's 743.9 as a base, the House added 665 for the Anchorage Child Abuse Board. And to the governor's number, an additional 59.5 to the Fairbanks Child Protection Task Force for 200,000 total. Then there's a youth counseling under an organization called NEAT for 75,000, Family Focus 100,000, INUUNAILIQ youth program 100,000, and then there was a general increase of 97.5, and then the governor's request of 743.9 for a total of 1,840.9.
Can I ask where that NEAT program is?
Yeah, it's in Juneau.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What's the recommendation of the committee?
How much was the Fairbanks, what you said?
The Fairbanks Child Protection Senator was 200,000, which is actually an increase of a partial increase over last year. I don't have to mark that down. What was the
59.5.
59.5, right.
59.5.
You're asking, Mr. Chairman, for a figure on page 49. Is that what you're asking?
That's correct. Any amendments
to
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Senator?
I waited a second, we're almost there. 18. I'm sorry, 59.5, 70,000.
70?
350,000, 100,000, 1798.6.
2,378.1.
Yeah, that's the original one. 2,378.1. Okay, before I make the motion, see if we cover everything. That would be 70,000 for Palmer, 350,000 for this Anchorage thing, 100,000 for FNA, 200 to bring it up to 200 for the Fairbanks. I added just 59.5, and onto the 1,798.6. Would that, does that cover everything now?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, sure.
One question towards you, Senator, on your particular legislature intent of the undesignated. Did you want to do anything with that?
No.
Okay.
That would just still be built. You still need that to bring up your 200, wouldn't you?
Mr. Chairman, I believe we would then need to reduce undesignated by the 140.5
right.
That was going to
Fairbanks,
and then put in the 200 Fairbanks.
But the total wouldn't change.
Right.
The total's the same.
Yeah.
What was that total again?
2,378.1.
Move the figure with amendments.
Is there any objection?
We didn't cut the budget on that page, did we?
Mr.
Chairman,
Yes.
Is there a copy of the backup for the 70,000 and the 100,000?
Yes.
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 Yeah, I'll give you all those.
There's the 70.
There's the 70.
And there's the 350.
Do you need either 70 or the 350?
I got those for him.
He's got both of them?
He got the 70 and the 350.
Okay. And I'm going to show these back in here.
This is the other one.
The next one is on page 83.
Okay, on page 83, this is the one, you know, the one that I've seen at the Garden Locality. This is the other one.
This is.
Sorry, I've got a bonus. It's on page 83. And that's only closed.
Yeah, that's where we're at. No, we're open on
it. Oh, okay.
Well, they'll have it's a Senate. They'll probably speak to it. They understand that.
Yes.
It's going to be just like you were a couple of times. You know, one, but one guy deserves the other guy's choice.
Who's your friend?
I'm afraid of what's going to happen.
That's part of what you've accepted already. Someone's going to ask you what it is.
It's just a
it's not good issue.
Where's it at?
You just want to.
Where's this at?
Statewide? Is this a suicide thing? Is it because you're over there? Yeah.
No, I don't know if it's not.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Page 83.
Yeah.
I didn't make extra copies.
59,300 for Crisis Center, St. Paul Island.
Yeah.
Okay.
And 49.8 for Crisis Line.
49.8?
Yeah.
Where is that one?
Golden Heart of the State. Fair Bush on the banks of the Chena.
Fairbanks?
Yeah. And this one's not in.
You want to see this Fairbanks one?
Yeah, just a little faster. This is the same.
What was that? St. Paul,
59. It's a very small, 59.3.
Yeah. Jerry, this one here was already put in when we went to this page before for 251.7.
Okay,
that's already in. Yeah,
right here, right in the number.
Yeah.
The number.
Jerry,
give me a backup.
Puts in your backup for
360.
Mr. Chairman, we proposed a new figure of 360.8 to include the two additional amendments.
Is there any objection?
360.8.
Good.
Page 97, I believe, is the next one.
Yeah.
This is the rest of the file.
97.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator?
On page, are we in 97?
Yeah,
97.
Page 97. More than open. Did you close 85?
Yes, I have that.
Okay, we had left open at one point just for domestic violence portion.
Right, we left that. We'll come back to that later after you did domestic violence.
Yeah, House did not accept it.
After we did page 97, right.
Senator, we'll go back to that page as soon as we get done with
okay.
Page 97.
Move the Senate figure. It's the designated grants.
Any objection?
Yes.
None? So moved. We'll go back to page number 85. Okay. Representative Badger?
There was a Senate intent, or there was intent discussed on 97, which is the stamp. We had, there's intent throughout the budget on funds being, no state funds being spent for lobbying. And I believe the Senate had intended to move that intent on page 97.
Right, throughout the budget.
Throughout the budget, that's the point. Okay.
So that will also appear on the page.
Yeah, that's on all the everything within the budget. Page 85, Mr.
Page, yes, page 85. I move to put the 137 back and to put up the figure back to 1055.1, which it originally was in the Senate budget.
Right.
That's right.
Is there any objection?
We haven't affected the date.
Okay. No objection? Thank you. Continue on to page 105.
Do we have a request?
I just got a letter from Randy.
He said he wants to be sure. That's it right there.
But you got to make the proposal.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Senator?
I have two requests on page 105 in addition to what we have designated here for aging grants. And that's a new one that just developed at the Tolk Senior Citizens Center. Rental funds, additional rental funds for $6,000. And this one is much larger, and it's something I apologize if I didn't bring this date, but I forgot about it. It's for Tanana Residential Center for $225,000.
And this is at Tanana Center?
Yeah.
This would be $225,000.
Okay. And Tolk is rental.
I have one from Anchorage, too, for the delegation.
Senator?
It's $48,840, and it's for OPEG, the Solar Persons Action Group, and it's to provide them with some particular staff, secretary, research assistant, and quarter ties in with their senior voice. And the request, I have one copy, unfortunately, of the whole thing. I'll hand it to the chairman. Maybe it can be Xeroxed.
Thank you, Senator.
Yes, I'm partly in the Anchorage delegation and partly in other delegations.
Okay. The figure on this one was 48.9 for this one.
For the three additions, there's a little bit new number, which I believe is correct, 7,864,000.7.
What's that?
Does that include the $10,000 for the White House Conference on Aging Observers?
No.
It does not?
No.
I would add the $10,000 in. I requested it be added in.
No objection.
Just a suggestion, Mr. Chairman. I believe that could fit. We could reduce the undesignated by $10,000, so it's not to change the bottom line. I wish.
Okay. So just add the intent.
Just so it's in. Okay. What's the total amount, Mr. Again?
That group was 7864.7.
7864.7. Any objections to that? Takes care of that. Page 153.
Mr. Chairman. Yes. Jerry, is 143 still open for intent?
No, we've settled on the intent. We put the CIP intent in and the lobbying intent.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you 153, move the only figure on the page, which happens to be a cent figure.
Any objection?
That's consent.
None. Let's move on to page 175.
So what do we have to do is move that down here to that side.
Yeah, it's
175.
Senators, the House moves to move the 80,000 grant on a house site down to your Senate figure. Yep. A new total of 657.
No objection. Accept.
What's that total? 657.
657. This completes this category. We're going to take up health. And that's one of the things that this is unofficially closed, this category, but one of the things that we, this group will get still open these if they so desire at the end of the session.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator?
At what point do you think we'll make a decision on the debt service?
We had.
On health, page 13.
Page 13, Mr. Chairman, move the 993.1.
Objection. So move. Page 43. Representative Rogers.
Yes, just a question here, Mr. Chairman, of staff again. Do we have the, apparently the House added over $1 million to fully fund infant learning programs. Do we know which communities the House would have covered? I do know the Senate did pick up Sitka and Dillingham. I believe there were infant learning programs in a number of other communities, and I wonder if we could have that information.
Sitka and Dillingham.
You may want to look at those.
Boom, this is the list.
Infant learning.
Yeah.
It started out, see, with just city, Sitka and Dillingham, I think.
No, the Senate
Pardon
added,
me?
The Senate added Sitka and Dillingham. We had,
we had the law. Correct.
Year.
Okay.
Yeah, the new figure for Fairbanks should be 249.9.
Right.
Pardon me, what's the new figure for
Fairbanks? Yeah, the Fairbanks program, it's 249.9. It's an